We're joined today by Kate Flanagan from Holistic Horizons to help us understand the changes to the aged care funding, such as the CHSP or the Support at Home package, mainly to understand how we can find out what our cover includes, as it can be incredibly difficult to wrap our head around. One question we hear constantly from our listeners is, I have been approved for aged care services, so why on earth is it so hard to find a cleaner? Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Kate, can you enlighten us, please?
Sure. So I'm the aged care manager from Holistic Horizons Support Service. We provide aged care to the community, so we use support at home funding. So today I'm going to have a chat to you about the differences between the different funding types. So there's two major funding types. There's initially the Commonwealth Home Support Program, or CHSP, which is where people are given a number of different codes for different services. So if you think of it like a bucket of money given to a provider once a year, once that bucket is full with existing clients, the providers simply don't have enough money or capacity to take on anyone new. So it often leaves the client calling around for a long list of providers, just hoping to find a spare spot.
Okay, now that sounds like a fair bit of homework for someone who just needs a bit of a helping hand around the house, Kate. Is there a better way?
Absolutely. So with the new support at home packages, the funding is tied directly to you, the consumer, and not the provider's bucket, because it's your personal care budget. There aren't any waiting lists for services like cleaning. And at Holistic Horizons, we only focus specifically on those packages because they put the power back in your hands. Plus, that old code system is actually being phased out by July 2027 anyway.
Oh. So if I'm sitting at home looking at a pile of mail from my aged care, how do I actually know which type of funding I have?
That's a good question. Those letters can be really tricky. A good rule of thumb is to look for codes. If your letter lists individual codes for specific things like physiotherapy or cleaning or lawn mowing, that's usually the CHSP funding. But if your letter mentions a level, that's a support at home package. And these levels now range from level one for low level needs all the way up to level eight for those who need more complex health support.
Okay, so if I've been approved for a package, does a support worker show up at my door the next day?
Not quite. Mm-hmm. So once you're approved, then you go on a national waiting list. And depending on your needs, it could be anywhere from 3 months to 12 months.
Oh.
You might be offered, it's a long time, you might be offered CHSP service. But as we discussed, they can be hard to track down.
Now, Kate, I've heard from listeners who get a letter saying that their funding is allocated and they have 56 days to find a provider. Now, that sounds like a ticking clock to me. What should they do?
Don't panic. Okay. The letter means that the funding is ready to go. So one thing to watch for is that the government might start you at 60% of your funding first, just to get services into your home quickly. But this usually bumps up to 100% within a few weeks.
Now, when you say 60% funding, does that mean the person pays 60% of the cost of the...
No? No, so it means that the government's only allocated you 60% of your package.
Okay.
So say you've been given a level two package, which might be about $19,000 over a year.
Mm-hmm.
They might just give you that $11,000 initially.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up. And if somebody is staring down that 56-day deadline and feeling a little bit overwhelmed, what should they do there?
Give us a call at Holistic Horizons. We love sitting down with people, no jargon, no stress. We just talk to you about what you actually need and how to get those services started. We're really here to make it simple.
And if you want to understand about the access to aged care support at home services, join Holistic Horizons and their Bribie Island RSL Thursday, the 23rd of April. So get ready, get it in your calendar now, at 10:30 for a free morning tea and a funding checkup. Thanks for joining us today and keeping our community connected, Kate. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Did you miss any details? No worries. Head to the 1015fm.com.au website and search podcast to listen again.